Hey fam, what's up? This is part two of the two-part episode. Enjoy. He was the one that was trying to force Ice Cube to work with Black Lives Matter. You remember that?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So my guess is, because Roland Martin, he does some stuff I don't agree with, but he's not as dumb as a lot of other people. He's a savvy guy. He probably realized, you know what? I'm not going to let my reputation go down with these people. So I got to give a token, you know, coverage of this thing. So yeah, I think
I got to jump on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying he's going to go balls to the wall and try to nail them, but he had to distance himself and show a little more objectivity.
He's going to go 40% their side, 40% on the other side, and the 20% is going to be his opinion, his ideas, and the audience. And he's not going to do like Mark Lamont Hill, where he's just going to carry water, even if it's a known lie. Like the what's the video of Mark Lamont Hill
Black News Channel
he just looked like a straight clown when he was talking to Candace, what the fuck is her name,
it was Patrice Cullors, same
when they was asking him about
there's a couple of clips of him getting punked out. Candace Owens.
He looked like a straight up clown
getting
punked out by women.
Has ruined a lot of his credibility. He's kind of become like a punchline now. He is so predictable in his pandering that he's ruined a lot of his I'm pretty sure if he hasn't yet, he's going to weigh in on the Color Purple controversy as well.
He's going to make it like, it's a great piece of cinema. You know, he's going to do all of that, you know. And like I said, you know, people like him, I'm not expecting. And that's where Black people, I think sometimes, it could be out of frustration. We keep having these expectations for Negroes like him that they have done nothing but the opposite. You know what I'm saying? He's no different than them. You know what
I'm
saying?
Do you think people really have any real expectations of him, though?
Yeah,
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Years ago, I think people thought he was like a potential voice of a generation.
Yeah,
you know, for like Gen X Black guys and stuff.
Yeah, because he's from that Diddy generation. He's about 50, 51.
Yeah, because I remember him on the O'Reilly Factor years ago. I used to root for him when he was on there. That was a long ass time ago. But
Twitter ruined him. Pandering to Twitter just made him into a joke.
Yeah, I kind of feel like pandering in general, man, is just a bad move, because eventually you're going to get caught in a position where you're going to have to push back on something.
Yeah.
And it just seems like he hasn't reached his point yet, but it's got to be something that he's going to eventually push back on. No, like, I mean, there's nothing that this guy is ever going to be like, okay, now that's, even for me, that's a little too much.
Yeah. But that's where his bread is buttered. You know what I'm saying? He has put himself in the car accident as a driver. Like, he can't jump out the back of the car and be like, man, I was just in the back seat. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem when you don't. That's the problem when you don't leave yourself any flexibility, man. When I was learning how to drive commercial vehicles, one of the first things they teach you is defensive driving.
Absolutely.
And one of the principles of defensive driving is they tell you, look ahead, look around, and always leave yourself a way out, which means don't get too close to a car that you can't go around it, back up, or brake in time, you know what I'm saying, before you get into an accident. Or let's say you come to a complete stop somewhere, you always want to leave yourself enough space with the car between you and the car in front of you so that you can exit to the left or the right. You never want to be too close so that you can't move if you have to. You know what I'm saying? But he's totally boxed in. Like, he's on the bumper of the car in front of him, and they stuck in, and they stuck in traffic.
He's doubling down. He's trying to get closer.
Yeah, he's trying to get in the car with the other person or something.
He's
this guy. He's trying to climb in the bumper.
Right. He's trying to merge the vehicles together. You know what I mean? That's one of the, like, you got to leave yourself some, not to say like don't take a stand or anything like that, but it's just like, I don't like these things where you just married to this one particular group, this one particular concept, because I've seen it on both ends.